A Russian strike on a city in the eastern region of Donetsk killed at least three people Saturday as Ukrainian forces engaged Russian troops in ferocious battles in several hot spots in the east, where Moscow has been pressing its offensive with increased urgency and amid Western pledges of modern tank deliveries for Kyiv. That's what Radio Free Europe is reporting. And three people were killed and at least two others were injured as Russian forces struck a residential neighborhood in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kostyantynivka, the regional governor said on Saturday. That's according to Reuters. Meantime, an expanding U.S. military helpline aimed at providing repair advice to Ukrainian forces in the heat of battle has turned to virtual chat rooms. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Using phones and tablets to communicate in encrypted chat lines, a rapidly growing group of U.S. and allied troops and contractors are providing real-time maintenance advice to Ukrainian troops on the battlefield. As allies send more and increasingly complex high-tech weapons to Ukraine, demands for these services are spiking, particularly as no U.S. or other NATO nations will send troops into the country to provide hands-on assistance amid worries about being drawn into direct conflict with Russia. Fixing a howitzer, repair teams say, has been a frequent request from Ukrainian troops on the front lines. Just a few months ago, there were a bit more than 50 members of these remote maintenance teams. That will surge to 150 in the coming weeks, and the number of encrypted chat lines has more than tripled, from about 11 last fall to 38 now. I'm Sarah Naffa.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said ahead of an EU-Ukraine summit next week that Ukraine had unconditional support from the bloc. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to kick off his 2024 White House campaign.